This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Scott Terrell. He is with Itronix Inc. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol ITRO. Scott, thank you and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Everett. I appreciate the invitation. Glad to be here.
Hey, give my listeners a little background of yourself and a little background of your company and what exactly you do with the company.
Yeah, I just started working with Itronix about the beginning of the year. And quite honestly, I got involved with Itronix because of what they do. And let me share that. I think that's
absolutely
the exciting part here is actually Itronix started back in the late 1980s when the federal government was threatening the state of Nevada with fines if they didn't figure out a way to reduce the silver toxicity in the Truckee River. And they honestly had no idea how to solve the problem. And somebody had heard of Dr. Whitney, the founder and president of Itronix, and that's back when, before Itronix even formed, and said, wonder if this guy can help us out. Anyway, Dr. Whitney stepped up, went and started taking water samples of the Truckee River, figuring out, you know, how bad the silver problem was, and it turned out there were, you know, other minerals and elements and metals in the river too. Well, short story is, it turns out that the companies that process the photography chemically, and that was about 100% in those days before digital photography, they were actually dumping their toxic waste right into the Truckee River. And so Dr. Whitney worked with the state to solve the silver problem and decided, well, gee whiz, we can extract the silver out of the water. You know, we ought to make silver bars with it. And then also there was potassium and manganese and several other elements that they said, well, what could we do with these? And somebody came up with the idea, well, these are fertilizer elements. I wonder if you could turn this toxic liquid waste being dumped into the Truckee River and turn it into a business. So that's what they did. They had to ban the dumping of photochemical waste in the Truckee River, and then Itronix went to work with these photochemical companies so it could start its new business, Itronix, extracting silver from the toxic liquid chemical waste. And now they've are at the point where they've created 11 different grades of agricultural grade fertilizer used to grow the crops that we eat out of the market.
So let me see if I got this right, and for my listeners, Itronix converts toxic liquid photochemicals from the water, turns it into silver bars, and on top of that, you guys have discovered 11 types of different plant fertilizers you also can produce. And are you monetizing these fertilizers yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The company has sort of been working sort of through a pilot beta stage for the last 2-3 years. And recently, with so much success in how well the silver extraction process and the making of fertilizers is coming along, they've been able to scale up the technology where they're going to be able to produce about 500% of what they've been producing. So the company has been around for about 30 years, and nobody else is doing this. So what Dr. Whitney's been able to figure out is nothing short of a miracle. And so now it's a company.
I would say so. Scott Terrell,
you know, it's on the verge of doing great things, and then I'll share more.
Scott Terrell is our guest today. He is the IR representative of Itronix Incorporated. They are trading on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol ITRO. Scott, let me ask you this. When you're talking about they're extracting silver out of the river and the lake, how much silver are we talking about? 1 bar, 2 bars, 100 bars? I mean, is it big enough to really put revenues on the books?
Yeah, right now the production has been limited by the testing of the equipment, but now they're at a point where they can increase production 500% this fall. And we're talking big numbers. We're looking at potentially being able to extract about $250,000 worth of silver, which is only a part of the business, and along with the fertilizers. And just to let you know, recently they started testing the chipping of computer circuit boards, and they've now shown that they can pull gold and palladium through that process. So in this hot chemical liquid waste that they're processing there, they've added the computer circuit boards in there chipped, and now they're even recovering more valuable minerals and metals.
Scott, let me ask you this. What really excites you about Itronics? You guys have anything in R&D? You guys got anything in the hoppers? Can you give us a little bit of a rundown?
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited because I'm a history buff and very interested in the gold rush, and a big part of the gold rush was silver. And what Itronics is doing that no one else is doing is starting a new silver and gold rush by taking a toxic waste and converting into a saleable good. I mean, they're converting toxic waste into silver, gold, and fertilizers.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, and so I love the gold rush, and it was a lot of work pulling it out of the earth and trying to first of all figure out where it was, and then how to extract it and everything else. With my environmental background, I'm just amazed at what they're doing. This company won an International Green Award for being a zero-waste company. And zero-waste basically means that they're taking 100% of the toxic waste and turning it into resources and jobs and improving the economy with no residual. It's all saleable goods. This is amazing.
Well, I think you guys are in the right spot at the right time. And correct me if my numbers are wrong, but silver just hit about a 2-year high. It's over $2,100 an ounce, and gold is around $1,350 an ounce. So you're going to be able to add some of these revenues at a very high peak time.
Oh yeah, and I wanted to point those out. Thanks for doing that for me. Yeah, I mean, this company is doing very, very well, and now that the silver and gold prices are going up, they're going to even be doing much better. So that's great news, and I don't think there's any direction but up for silver and gold. What I also wanted to share with you is, I mean, this Itronics is a solutions company. I mean, it's doing something different than anybody else in business and industry. And these folks are problem solvers, and every time they start to find, the solution to a problem, someone else points out, well, maybe you can do this or do that. So in the last year or so, they've been studying two huge opportunities. One, they've been doing field studies on cadmium, which is a very heavy toxic metal that's getting into our vegetables, our crops. And in some parts of the world, the cadmium levels are so high, they're considered toxic and not able to eat them. And the U.S. problem is starting to progress and to a point where the agricultural industry is very worried about cadmium, but the field studies on the CAMTHEO fertilizer technology from Itronics is showing that it's able to reduce or eliminate the uptake of cadmium in plants. So this is huge news. We're so excited. It's going to be another big opportunity for Itronics. And let me mention another big one too, is they've been also doing field testing with cyanide, and they've discovered that also the CAMTHEO technology fertilizer is able to neutralize cyanide. this is a multi-billion dollar problem for silver and gold mines, you know, all over the world, and they're going to have to clean up those sites eventually. Now you've got the fertilizer that looks like it has great potential for solving that problem, and in addition to that, helping increase the recovery of gold and silver from those mines and their tailings. So we have lots of good news here.
My guest today has been Scott Terrell. He is the IR representative for Itronics, Inc. They trade on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol ITRO. In closing, Scott, is there anything that you would like to get out there to the listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about, maybe the future plans of Itronics and where you guys are headed to?
Well, there are so many positive results coming from the work that we're currently doing and the field studies that, you know, we just really need to focus on, you know, maximizing the benefits of what we're doing right now. But we certainly believe we've been given a lot of ideas beyond what we've discussed in this interview that could even lead to more exciting developments for Itronics. I mean, I have to say, you know, I've been hearing the last couple of years from business and industry and government how we need more companies out there that are forward-thinking, innovative, especially in science and technology.
Absolutely.
I think Itronics is one great example of that innovativeness, because basically you're creating jobs where no one else is you're taking a liquid toxic waste and you're pulling resources out of it. You're creating jobs and improving the economy. We're creating jobs from nothing. And if we could continue to have companies like Itronics continue to move their advancements forward, we could continue to create more jobs and improve the American, if not the international, economy. So just a lot of exciting news, a lot of exciting developments, and we're thrilled about our future, and every day is exciting for us.
Itronics is the company with us on Stock Day. Our guest, Scott Terrell. Scott, thank you very much for coming on the show. I wish you the best. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months to see how Itronics, Inc. is doing. Again, they trade on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol ITRO.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate the opportunity for this interview.